KSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on August 11th, 2023. Welcome to episode 31 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Salmon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SF Athletics, update on the SF Red Leafs hockey, scores on Western Lacrosse Association and Northwest League. I'd like to provide a correction from last week regarding two football teams from the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, currently in the Lone Star Conference, as Central Washington and Western Washington, when in fact Western Oregon is the second GNAC team in the Texas-based LSC for collegiate football competition. I apologize for the error. Well, first up is Marita Waters' Live Folk and Night with God Saved Man.
This one's called God Saved Man.
Sitting at the kitchen table, he said he's been in love once and it was rough. I'm not one to push and pry. I like a kind of quiet guy. Yeah, that's enough, he said. Do you think you'd hold it to me? Come on too fast and you'll fall right through me. I haven't seen duck and barbed wire. Catch me in your hand and I'll turn to water. Some days you'd think I was made of paper. Tear me a bit and I'll tear right through you. Leave you in a trail bleeding fingertips. If love's a fever, then love is sick. And I can't tell living from being no more. Have I been sitting still or moving on? God saved a man like me. I'm not sure why and I'll never be. Looking at me like it's all so sad. You feel just like the sun, keeping it together until night comes. And I'm careful where I step based off practice. If I messed up my footing or how I acted, I'd be found by the water's edge, drifting or whatever lays ahead. And it's not love, but there's something to it. If you stay here, we'll keep it quiet. I'll rest my head into my hand, sink into where I stand. And you've got that look in your eye like loving me could be alright. Fixating on your distant stance and what it means to be a God-saved man.
That was God Save Man from Marita Waters, Live Folk at Night. Next up is Triton's So Far So Good. Here is Swollen Ankles.
Got a gun and a strap right to my head, so you better not get no ideas. Fully loaded, so you know I'll soon be dead, and I won't be in no museums. I can't suppress my deep distress. Got a gun and a strap to my head. I can't stand on all these bodies, crushing wings on falling angels.
I would like to discuss the SAFE Athletics at this time. On August 5th, the SAFE men's soccer team spanked the Asker football U19 5-0 at Foyka Stadium in Oslo in the Red Leafs' first game in Norway. The Red Leafs continued their winning ways 2 days later as they spanked the Lyn football U19 7-0 at Oslo's Idrett Skjolden's free dreadspan. Today, SFU men's soccer played against Lokomotiv Oslo at Frogner Stadium in Oslo. Just a minute. The game happened at game, well, was scheduled at 10 a.m. The score still is not available. Also today, SFU men's track and field team announced two recruits, Jacob Hall and Liam O'Donnell. Jacob Hall hails from North Bend, Washington, stands at 6 feet or 183 centimeters, attended Mount Sinai High in Snoqualmie, Washington, runs in sprints, and competes for the GLSBTC. Hall, the captain for his high school team in the last 2 years, finished fourth for Mount Sinai High in the 100 and 200 meters at the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association State 2A, 3A, 4A track and field meet in May. Last month, Hall helped his GLSBTC club to finish fourth in the USA Track and Field National Junior Olympic Championships in the 4x100 meters for men's 17 to 18 years, where he also ran in 100 and 200 meters. Now to Liam O'Donnell, who hails from Surrey, BC, attended Clayton Heights Secondary, stands at 6 feet 1 inches or 185 centimeters, runs in sprints, and competes for the Vancouver Thunderbirds. O'Donnell had an excellent 2022-23 season, where he ran 10.77 seconds to finish 7th in the final of the men's under 20 100 meters at the 2023 Bell Canadian Track and Field Championships in Langley. O'Donnell also won the provincial title, BC provincial title, in the under 100 meters at the 2023 BC Championship Jamboree in Nanaimo last month, as he clocked in at 10.72, followed by his second place finish in the 200 meter distance, 22.2. Also, arguably the biggest news of the day for the SF Athletics is that the Toronto Raptors. The biggest news from the SF Athletics today is that the Toronto Raptors, the 2019 NBA champions, will hold an open practice at SFU's West Gym on Friday, October 6.
The Nikkei Garden Farmers Market is pleased to announce its return for the third year in a row, running from June to October. The market will take place on the 2nd and 4th Sundays of each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visitors to the market can enjoy a relaxing stroll through the locally grown produce booths, indulge in the delicious locally crafted food, and explore unique artisanal goods made by local makers, while taking in the seasonal beauty of the Japanese garden. To learn more about this event, visit center.nikkeiplace.org. The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Parviz Tanavali, Poets, Locks, Cages, the first major Canadian exhibition of works by the Iranian-born, Vancouver-based artist Parviz Tanavali. The exhibition brings together over 100 major works, representing his six-decade career, and spans the full breadth of his practice from sculpture and painting to printmaking and mixed-media assemblages. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Stacey Lloyd Brown's Rhubarb Pie. The track is Fangs of Fortune.
Thank you. dream about your cooking. The excitement in the air. Watch the ball of string roll off my tongue. Like the knots were hardly there. I heard church bells in the distance. Playing my favorite song.
I wear my backpack everywhere.
The wind is like. Carry that tune along. Just like the colors in a picture. Thank you.
I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On August 8th, the 2022-23 BCIHL champs announced its recruitment of Lucas Cicerelli, who hails from King City, Ontario. Cicerelli, who was an alternate captain for the Humboldt Broncos, of the SJHL last season, scored 55 points in 54 games, earned the Broncos Player of the Week twice, and named to the SJHL U20 White Team for the 2023 SJHL-MJHL Showcase Game. Lucas Cicerelli reunites with Jersey Orchard, who were teammates in the 2021-22 season.
For the past 20 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been dedicated to giving you the best content. From a diverse mixture of music and spoken word programs to art reviews and current news affairs, what started out as a music club is now a campus community radio station. So in this spirit, we would like to show our gratitude to all those who have been a source of inspiration and positivity which has made these 20 years colorful, fun, and full of success. CJSF. Diverse, independent, yours.
The fourth band is Javier Nero Jazz Orchestra's Kemet, the Blackland Outside Water, with Contemplation. Thank you. Welcome to the second half of episode 31 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host.